Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Susie going toe to Tobin.
Anna,
God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor. Ava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on Ye Olde Broads. I'm Ronnie. I'm from the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast as well, which is now covering Bachelor in Paradise. And here I am with my gorgeous little missing but found partner, friend, Ben Mandelker. Hello, Ben. How are you, baby?
Hello. Inform the authorities. I have been found. I was missing for about 5 minutes. And it was getting alarming. Winona Ryder was already, like, putting Christmas lights up on her living room wall. But guess what? I went to the Upside Down, and I said, I don't like it in here. Why would anyone be in here? I'm going back to real life.
And then when you got back to real life, you were like, why was Winona stealing the scarves out of my drawer?
Yeah.
Oh, Winona, you'll never live that down. God bless you.
I'm so glad I zapped her with the telephone.
Everybody, today is Real Housewives of Orange County Day. I want to thank Miss Leah Black for co-hosting last week while Ben was gone. Miss Leah Black! It was really fun. We missed a couple things, like that last dinner that they had, and Kelly making out with Red Scarf, who's now in a gray scarf.
Oh, God,
so we'll get
guy.
To that today. But first, come see our live shows. We're doing live shows this month. Next week, actually, we're going to be in West Palm Beach to do the Real Housewives of New York reunion part one recap. And then we're doing two shows on the same night in Atlanta. And come to this.
We haven't decided what we're covering just yet, but we'll let you guys know. It'll be good, no matter what.
Yeah, and you can get your gosh shirts over at watchwhatcrappens.com as well as ticket links. So go do that.
Yeah, act now because we're getting to the deadline. I mean, it's just like 7 days away. So, or I mean, it's like maybe 8 days. Huh, who's counting? But it's going to be super, super fun, and I have been talking to everyone that I am planning on going to a Countess Luann tour of West Palm Beach. Anyone who wants to join me can join me, but I will be walking around taking pictures of docks and hotels and trying to find a jazz singer and perhaps that cat, so it's going to be a great time.
Whether or not Ben will have company depends on weather, okay? Let's hope that God isn't trying to kill Ronnie with a heart attack. Next week. Okay.
Oh, that's true. It will be a little hot and humid, but maybe we could just get some moo-moos. We need our Patricia Kaftan back. Kaftan's back.
We do.
You know, when in Palm Beach, wear a kaftan.
Hell yes. Anything that looks like it's from Golden Girls. Can we go see the Oh, that's in Miami. Never mind.
Well, the Golden Girls house is here in L.A.
You know, stop ruining my life.
Sorry.
I'm so excited to go
It's like just over. It's just past the 405, I've heard.
Whatever. They would live past the 405. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That's like the break music in Golden Girls.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Rose! Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah, that little glockenspiel goes up higher and higher at the end. So let's talk some Real Housewives of Orange County. So, yeah, I obviously, as you mentioned, I wasn't here last week, but I am fully caught up on my Orange County. And I have to say, I don't know what you guys talked about last week because I didn't listen. But so far, I'm really into Gina. I'm really feeling Gina. I think she's the energy this show needs right now.
Well, it's some energy, which is more than I can say for a lot of the show. You know, she's like talking.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. As opposed, I mean, like Emily's like, you know, like just sort of like. She's sort of like a big penguin just standing there, like, rotating left and right.
Emily.
Emily.
Emily's in the Robin family of voices, but she's got of like more of a goofy kind of way to talk.
Well, she came from the middle. She came from Middleburg or Middletown, Ohio. So,
And she's super nice, and I like that her kids really stress her out and kind of make her miserable. And her husband is now the new villain of the Real Housewives of Orange County. What a dick. Hey, by the way, your husband's a dick, lady. Get rid of him.
It's never a good sign when your husband is borrowing storylines from Craig on Southern Charm, okay? He hasn't taken the bar, and he's like, what, 65 years old? Come on now.
Yeah, and then he's going to yell at the women, so he's going to be like a Jim Bellino.
Yeah, Jesus.
He's going to be like a dopier version of Jim Bellino.
Yeah, I can't say that the new husbands on the show are that great, especially because one of them is an absentee. Although, have you seen the photos of him online that have surfaced? Rawr, he's hot.
Well, he's gone anyway. They filed for divorce, so see ya. Sucker.
Did they both file for divorce or just Gina?
You know, I don't know, because some things I just don't want to read on the internet. Like, I don't want to read about your divorce. I don't care. If you died, I don't want you to tell me about it online. Tell me in real life that you're dead.
Yeah.
You know? Like, there's some things I just don't like. I get too sad.
Be sure to send off a quick text message before when you see the light, instead of going to the light, just send a quick text and then go to the light.
Yeah, or when you're in heaven, just tap on my window through a bird.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
The bird. You know, if you've been watching Big Brother this season, there is a recurring bird situation that is the spirit of someone's grandfather that's visiting the house. So it's not good. Orange County is not the only place where this is happening.
Yeah. I used to think that my aunt was coming back and talking to me through a bird. Not talking, but like staring in my window. And it gave me comfort. And then I shot it. Just kidding.
I feel like if I were a ghost, I'd come back as something cooler than a bird. I'm sorry. Like, maybe, because I guess it's cool because you can fly. So you're like, oh, finally I can see what flying is like. But like, come back. I don't know. I don't know what I would come back as. But I just don't think it would be a bird.
Well, if
like,
you know what I would come back as? As an animal or anything?
As anything.
Okay, what would you come back as?
Well, I think I would come back as like something that could communicate more effectively than a bird tapping on a window. Like something that could use letters. Like like I probably would come back as like a computer, you know?
Computer.
Or a smartphone and like relay messages that I'd like keep texting with you, like a ghostly text.
I like that. I think I'm just sticking to animals because if I could come back as anything, like a fire truck, you know, I don't want to do that because I would. I choose like the dumbest thing to come back as. But I think if it was an animal, I'd be a squirrel because really no one really wants to kill a squirrel because they're really cute and they just eat nuts and they can run up trees and they can kind of fly.
Yeah, some of them do sort of fly. You're right. I mean, I'm sure they have some predators. I don't know what animal I would come back as. You know, for many years, I probably would have said, I would have probably said armadillo, but you know, we've learned some things about armadillos recently where I'm like, I panic and I don't want to be one of those armadillos that like jumps into a car and dies.
Yeah, I would be stupid.
I would like immediately run to the car and jump into it, and I don't want to be a kamikaze armadillo.
Yeah, and I couldn't be a bird because I'd be the first one pushed out of the nest, and I'd fall on my head and break it. Like, my new life would last like 2 seconds.
You know, knowing me, I'd be a peacock. You know,
leave it up to you to be in a Katy Perry song.
I'd be sort of ornery, and then like if I'm feeling like I'm not getting attention, those feathers go up, and I'm like, hey, everyone, look at me. You know, I'd be like the most obnoxious.
I'm here.
But then get mad when everyone gets drawn to me. Like, no, don't come near me. Even though I'm putting on a fantastic display right now. Stay away.
Well, thanks for being here with the recap of our reincarnations. We've had a great Wednesday or Tuesday. We'll see you later. So let's start a little bit with that dinner from last week, because Lee and I really like talking, but we're like, okay, then they went to dinner, and she'll be like, remember when we went to dinner? And then we never got to the most important part.
Yeah.
Was that they go to this dinner and they got in a fight. We talked about that a little bit, but we did not talk about the crazy face that Kelly was making out with at that dinner.
Oh God, that it was like a giant shield came walking in that had a scarf on. And like sat down next to her, and they just started making out, and it was like so disgusting. I'm like, Kelly, you can do so much better than this low rent Max Weinberg. Okay, like, you are like hot. You deserve like a hot doctor, not just a doctor.
Yeah, he looked kind of like You know, in Westworld, when they're making new robots, they're made out of like this putty stuff. Mm-hmm. And it looks like they're making like an old Western guy robot, but before they color him in and stuff. That's what he looked like. He looked like very pale and on the slab, kind of Westworld, you know, old man saloon owner robot.
Yeah, I think he looked like a battering ram or something. Like he should have a pole attached to his head and just like be knocking down castle walls.
Happy casserole to you, Buck, Kelly. Jeez.
Yeah, that was disgusting. They were making out in the restaurant, and they were so gross that everyone just had to leave. Which I think I actually really applaud them for just getting up and leaving, because I feel like I'm always the one just stuck staring at that. I don't know what. I feel like Kelly was not the type that would do that, but I guess – I feel like she would be the type of like, ew, look at that old guy kissing someone at the table. Ew.
No. Well, they're all like that when it's not them. You know, like Tamara's like forgetting how much she's put us through. She's that is gross, batch. Tamara has that tendency to forget that she's done everything that she's yelling at everybody else for.
Exactly.
And she does it through this whole episode.
Oh my God. Tamara was really like, we were seeing some really like old school Tamara coming through this episode. She is really so ridiculous.
Yeah. All right. So let's go start at the beginning of this episode.
Yes.
Kelly is picking up Shannon in their car, and she's wearing these huge diamond glasses, and she's getting reservations, and she gets them in Kelly style. She's like, hi! Do I have reservations for Kelly and Shannon Bedora?
You do? You have reservations? You do? Whatever. I liked that she was like wearing the same sunglasses as Lily Tomlin in Big Business when she dresses up as the maid and starts handing out leaflets around the Plaza Hotel. I mean, I'm sorry I keep referencing that movie over and over and over again, but just so many things in Bravo really, really relate to that movie.
Yeah, you can tell like the people who run Bravo are our age.
Yeah. You know? I'm gay.
Yeah. So then Shannon thinks it's funny because Shannon Bedore, Kelly and Shannon Bedore, a couple, God,
like, just like two young women going out for nine the town, just two young single women, I'm so happy,
So Tamara goes,
there's always a calm down. There's always a moment where she exhausts herself and has to go,
because the cameras just keep rolling. They're like, just keep rolling through this laughter. Keep rolling.
Here lies Shannon Bedore, killed by a great time with Kelly Dodd in Los Angeles. Killed by endless sunshine and young people clubs.
Oh, we should really book a gig here for Locke, Ladies Who Rock.
So then Tamara is calling Emily in the car. She's like, Batch, hello? That's me, Batch. And Emily announces, I'm going to do a little dinner party and poker.
And then, and her kid's like, in the back seat.
Her kid's like, barking out the window like a dog.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Vicky's mom is like, at the dog. Then we see Gina, she's counting bananas with us. She's like, hey, you want to count bananas? Okay, it's 1, 2, 5. Okay, well, maybe math isn't going to be your thing. Okay.
And then Vicky's at her office, my favorite scene of the whole show. And they show a close-up of Ball! Her grandkids just looking like they're still little hellions, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And
so she
tells Linda, hey, Linda, I have a bird tapping on my window every morning. I think it's my mom.
And Linda's like, well, maybe he just wants food or something. You know? Maybe it's just he wants food. A bird who's hungry. That's all.
And Michael says, she completely ignores science. Okay? Like, they're mating, mom. Like, Michael is so Vicky. Like, he doesn't know what he's talking about. They're mating, so they're knocking on your window. How does that make any sense?
No, because they see a reflection of themselves.
Oh, so they're master mates.
They're just narcissists. Yeah, when birds get horny, they just become huge narcissists, which is perfect for this show. So Vicky's like, well, my mom always used to say that like my dad came back as a bird. So I'm like, so is this your mom or is it your dad? Who's tapping at your window?
Yeah, well, she said it was my dad, so now she's coming back and replacing my dad as the new bird. And Linda's like, nah,
Well, first we find him dead in the street, Vicky, okay? We find all these birds dead in the street because there's these big glass buildings and they fly into them like morons. Birds are idiots, Vicky.
I mean, what are you going to do? You know what? That movie, The Birds, you know how they could have fixed it? They could have put up some windows in that movie, okay? They'd all be dead in a second. Tippi Hedren could have walked away happy.
Hey, Alfred Hitchcock, why don't you put some tape on the window, huh?
Hey, Alfred Hitchcock, you know who's a real psycho? You are for not putting up a window and letting those birds attack all those women.
Linda is my favorite fucking character on this show. I was dying. And then did you notice she kept, like, touching her temple like she was hearing something in her headphone because she just wanted to leave?
I like that. Like, she was a stage manager, you know? Yeah. And then Vicky's like, "No, I give him food every day and he won't go away." I'm like, "Because you're giving him food every day."
It's like Brooks, you know, you feed it and it keeps coming back. It's like every day I tap, 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 tap. Every day I tap, 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 I record it. And Mike's like, "There's a ghost in the bird." She's like, "I give him food." Yeah. And then Linda goes, she goes, "The day keeps coming back. Google it." She goes, "I don't need to Google it, Vicky. I find him dead every day outside, all right? The idiots."
Sorry, where is Linda living that she's finding just like piles of dead birds? I mean, you should call the CDC at that point. Like, if you see too many dead birds on the street, like, there's a flu going around and it's not going to be good for humans. She's like, "Yeah, every day, you know, I see like 10 crows just dead at my doorstep. What do you expect? That's what birds do. They fly into things, they die.
Idiot birds.
You idiot, stupid bird. How about you be an elephant? Now that's an animal."
So Vicky's like, "Wow, Michael, great having you in the office." He's like, "Really? Because all he's done is called you stupid like 10 times today."
Yeah.
He's like, here's my legacy plan.
I sometimes get the feeling that all Michael does around the office is go into Vicky's desk every now and then to press Control-Alt-Delete for her when she gets confused. Like, "Here, Mom. Okay, I'll be over there. Call me again when your screen locks up. Thank you."
She actually says, "So many people want to work with me. But I picked him." He's blessed. I'm sure he worked really hard for that position.
Yeah. Do you remember when Vicky had a like a insurance seminar on like a cruise or something and like three people showed up?
Yeah. Remember when she made her own award up to present herself in her backyard and then fell down?
Remember when she got hit in the face with a football in Lake Havasu?
Remember when they sent a family van?
Remember when she got a shrimp cocktail once?
Remember when she... Sorry, I was a bird remembering Vicky.
What do you want, Mom? It's not your mother, okay? It's a bird. Dumb bird. He's about to die, okay? He's going to come back and hit that window and die.
So Vicky and Michael are, you know, talking. Well, Michael's trying to ignore Vicky, and she hasn't given him an office as the VP. He just has to sit right outside her office at some, like, makeshift desk. And he's like, "Well, Mom, I have to get a dog sitter for when we go to Europe." And she's like, I'm going to come to Europe. Can I come with you and your girlfriend?" He's like, "No." Okay, well. He said, "Well, it wouldn't be fun for her 30th birthday." She's like, "Oh, I love 30th birthdays. So we're going to have a dinner, right? I'm going to come, right?
Whoop it up.
Right?
Huh?
Yeah.
Whoop it up.
It's going to be fun,
yeah.
Right?
Whoop it up.
Right?
Yeah.
Right, Michael? Right, Michael? Right?"
He's like, "No." The craziest part for me of this scene is when she mentioned that Michael and Brianna are 33 and 32. That's, like, crazy to me that they're in their 30s now.
How is that even possible? I feel like Brianna was, like, just a little baby.
I know. They're both. I feel like they're both in high school when this show started. Now they're in their, like, 30s. I mean, it's like... officially crazy.
It's officially crazy.
And also, like, I mean, Gina, they mentioned this last week, but Gina is the same age as Brianna. I guess Brianna's the one who's 33. And that's, like, that is kind of crazy that, like, your daughter is, like, a fellow housewife, essentially. Like, your daughter could be a housewife.
Well,
that's crazy.
You know, it's always been rumored that they're trying to get Brianna to be a housewife, you know.
I don't think her husband will ever let her.
Yeah, I don't think she'd fit in either. She'd be like, "Poker party, that's stupid." She'd never go to anything.
She'd be like, "Why don't we just play it on an app?" Like, thanks, Brianna. So Vicky is feeling abandoned by Brianna and Ryan because they up and moved off to the East Coast to, like, I think one of the Carolinas or something. So she's basically has empty nest syndrome, which explains why she's always talking about Dinah Manoff. And Dreyfus.
Oh, empty nest.
It's Richard Mulligan at my window.
God, we've had Golden Girls today, Empty Nest.
Nurses is next. You know we're going to Nurses. It's kind of funny because the doctor on Nurses did look like the doctor a little bit from last week.
Oh, God, that doctor in the suit. I didn't trust that doctor.
No, I never liked him. And my mom always was upset because there was one episode where he was like, he's like Jewish or something. And he was talking about like Judaism. And then he like ordered a ham sandwich at like the cafeteria. And my mom was like, that's disrespectful.
Yeah. Part-time Jew. It's another part-time Jew. Thanks for all the work you do for the community, Tim.
Anyway, so yeah, so Vicky's basically just pestering Michael about marrying Danny because she's like, women love to get married. That's what they love to do. All they want to do in life is get married.
Yeah, it's in our DNA. You get married. I got married.
And then you're just going to die. You hit a window, you're just going to die. We're not talking about the birds anymore, Linda.
Can I go now?
Yeah, Linda, get out. So next up, Shannon and Kelly are in L.A., and Shannon's like, whoa, ha! They're in this, like, hip club.
It's a Sofitel. Yeah.
Yeah. And,
hotel, La Cienega Boulevard,
Look at us! Fun night out!
I think I'll have a Chopin and ice. Yeah, that's exciting. Young people love Chopin. Ah, he's just a crazy rock and roller classical genius.
And you know, I'm not sure what the child labor laws are in L.A., but this bartender was like 12 years old. And so he's looking at them like, who are the old ladies? You know, it's like preschool. And Kelly's like, that guy's looking at me. Oh, yeah.
And then Shannon just fully rotates around like 180 degrees to stare. Smooth, Shannon. Real smooth.
You like him? You like him? Homegirl, don't play that.
She's whatever.
Like, you know, whatever. And then Shannon says, well, what if you're on a date? And then someone kisses you, but then you like someone else. Don't you feel guilty?
Kelly's like, whatever. And then they're like laughing. And then there was like a weird satellite glitch because I was watching on DirecTV. And so it went from them like laughing after this, like, ha, ha, ha. And then the screen scrambled for like a millisecond. And when the scrambling goes away from like literally like a millisecond, not even a full second. All of a sudden, Shannon's just crying. And I was like, wait, what happened? It was so perfect. Like, ha, ha, this is great. Girls, like, oh, it's so hard being alone now, Kelly.
That's pretty much how it happened. She goes, oh, dating. You know, meeting someone at 25 is hard enough. But at my age, it's a graveyard. Here lies Shannon Bedore, covered in Chopin, dead on a club couch with a teenager looking at her like she's a monster. So it started.
Is that you, Chopin? Oh, wow. I feel so lucky. The great composer Chopin has appeared in my window.
Whatever. Kelly's like, go away, Chopin.
Whatever. Mozart visited me the other day, and I was like, I wish it was Salieri.
Definitely Abraham would come. He'd be like, hello. I'm Salieri, otherwise known as F. Murray Abraham. I'm Lebanese, I'm from El Paso, and I've got an Oscar. Anybody have any questions?
He'll be like a little cockatoo in a tweed jacket. Be like, oh, buck, buck, I'm here. I'm a clucking cockatoo. I'm a distinguished bird, and I'm here to say hello, Kelly Dodd.
Hello, I've got cock in my name. So Shannon, Kelly goes, I think you're in a funk. And Shannon's like, meh. I'm not comfortable with my body. I don't even want to see me. Why would I want to take off my clothes? And she's like, but if you have confidence. And then Shannon says my favorite Vanderpump Rules line. She's like, I'm a catch. I know I'm a catch. But I was told so many years I'm fat and worthless and screechy.
And then she hobbles off on crutches into the kitchen.
Yeah.
Suck a dick, Diana.
So, yeah, I missed all this. Like, it just cut – the DirecTV just cut all this out. It just got to her crying. It was just basically where they're crying and they both were like – they both want partners because now they both are crying. That's where I pick up on it again.
Well, it was weird because she says, I was told so many years I'm fat, basically. And then they cut to the scene from last season where David's sitting at the table and her mom and kids are there. Oh. And he's like, well, maybe that's because you never took the silver spoon out of your mouth, which I think he was talking about her being rich, but I think she just heard the spoon part. And she's, like, still mad about it.
Well, technically it was a lollipop, so why would I ever take that out?
Are you calling me fat, saying I'd never take a spoon out of my mouth?
Oh, well, I'll tell you something about silver spoons, Ricky Schroeder.
Oh, and Kelly's like, I've heard all those things too, Shannon. Now listen, there's days I cry, there's days I get depressed. I'm lonely. And so now they're both crying at this club.
Yeah, that's where I was.
They're trying to, like, be hip and get laid.
And then Shannon's like, the best and right thing is happening for the most of us. I mean, the best and right thing is happening for the most. The most. David. Boast! Like Shannon's shaking her. Kelly's like shaking her, like,
boast! I can't stop saying it.
Well, who would have thought? This shows you can evolve. You can evolve. I mean, look at the both of us sitting here together. Me, I've got military patches now. Huh? Me, I've served.
I've served, and I'm a loyal soldier to Locke. Ladies who rock.
So they decide they're friends, you know, they're officially friends now. And yeah. Then the camera crew leaves, like dicks, because they always do this. They leave right before it gets good. Like, we catch them crying, and then it turns out the rest of the night they went fucking crazy and got on Snapchat or Instagram or something. And we're like,
ah, it's me, Shannon, you are. Yeah, I'll tell you, he's got a silver spoon in their twat. Me, Shannon!
Or whatever they were saying, you know, like, got on there totally wasted.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm so upset. I do feel like sometimes I feel like, Bravo, why are you not putting up, like, little GoPros around, you know? Like, the boat ride from hell, why were there not tons of little cameras around? So even when the camera crew put down their cameras, it was, you know, cameras were still rolling. We needed to see all of that.
Yeah. I agree. Get some GoPros, guys. Up your budge.
Yeah. Speaking of going pro, more like going antiquing, it's Gina. And she's with her friend Tatiana, and they're in an antique shop somewhere in Orange County. And I don't know if you noticed it, but there was a cameo from our favorite Orange County mystical creature, Puppy the Buffalo.
Oh, I did not notice.
Yeah, there was a big old buffalo head, and all that was missing was Megan King Edmonds putting up her child to it and going, Puppy.
Puppy.
It's a buffalo, Megan. It's a buffalo. Don't call it a puppy.
Puppy buffalo. Our poor kid's going to grow up so confused.
Yeah, very much so.
They're going to pass trash receptacles, and she's going to be like, that's where you came from. That's where they stored the sperm and put it in the back seat to drive to the cryo clinic or whatever. So they're in the old antique mall, and Tatiana's like, oh, my God, everything here looks so old. And she's like, yeah, it's called antiques.
Antiques. Oh, I love this hutch. Oh, my God. I want to get this. Can I put a tag on it? Oh, my God.
You know, it's going to be Miss Lupe's birthday, so I want to get her a prezzy. She's a nanny. And let me tell you, as a mom in the OC, I don't have time for me unless I got Lupe.
You know, here's something I'm getting a little sick of with Gina already. This whole, like, in New York, people talk to you like this. But in Orange County, they talk to you like this. I'm like, you know, I've lived in both states long enough to say, that's all just bullshit. I'm sorry. It really is bullshit. And I can't stand when people who are, especially people who are like new to California, start talking like that, like start saying like, huh, in California, you know, they're fake to your face, but in New York, they are so real. I'm like, I have met the fakest people in my life back in New York, okay? And I met the realest people back here in California. And both places, I just get so mad when people are like, people aren't real. People aren't real. I'm like, well, first of all, you also have chosen to surround yourself with people on
Real
the show.
Housewives.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, no one can really feel for you. But she does that through the whole show where she's like, oh, my God, that is so Orange County and so different from where I – for example, antiques, where I come from, those are old people. Here, the dresses.
Antiques in Orange County are like chairs and plates, and antiques in Long Island are like playbills to cats.
In the East Coast, an antique is like your mother's sister, okay? And here, it's like old stuff.
Here on the West Coast, an antique is like a hutch, which I love. But on the East Coast, an antique is like, you know, it's like a box of Barilla pasta that you found in your cupboard. And you're like, oh, my God, I still have this.
It's like you've been here. So she's looking for a gift, and she finds an old antique ugly-ass dress. It looks like a modern OC dress. I think it's like a zebra print or something. but it's from 100 years ago, apparently. So that's what she's getting for Lupe. Hey, if you really love your nanny, get her a massage and some money. Okay?
Yeah.
Not a fucking worn dress.
Or, like, get her, like, a new, nice dress. Like, I know it's quote-unquote vintage, but I feel like I want to buy antiques from antique stores, not dresses from antique stores. That may be totally ignorant, but that's just my gut.
Yeah. Gut dressers fitness. Age well. B.O. doesn't. Okay? B.O. can be reactivated at any time. And nobody needs B.O. from 100 years ago.
No, definitely not. Especially not 100 years ago in Orange County. God knows what that was like.
Yeah. So Gina really loves Tatiana. She tells her, I love you. Not more than guacamole, but as much as chips and salsa. That's so Orange County, what I just said right there.
She's like, yeah, I like Tatiana because she's from New York, so she gets me. So we, like, understand each other in that level. It's like, okay, okay.
And then Tatiana agrees. She's like, yeah, like, we had an instant bond because you're not judging me. Like, everyone here is constantly judging me, like, constantly. I'm like, okay, you two, now why don't you just sit here and judge how judgmental everybody is and talk about what a bitch Vicky is, because that's yeah, where we're going exactly. with this, right?
Yeah, Orange County girls, I feel like, are not willing to look silly and have fun and be authentic. I'm like, do you remember Heather Dubrow? You know where she's from? Chappaqua, New York, okay? So.
Never forget.
Yeah.
So Gina tells us, back home, we make fun of each other. Like, one of my friends back home has a weird vagina. And, like, it's extra lippy, okay? And she laughs all the time. But imagine me making fun of Shannon Bedore's vagina. How would that go over?
Yeah, she's like, could you imagine if I made fun of Shannon Bedore's vagina? I'm like, actually, I can't imagine you doing that. And you're right, it wouldn't go over well. But by the way, you making fun of your friend's vagina is still you judging her. Sorry, she may laugh, but you're still judging her lippy vagina.
Yeah, I think it goes past the point of judging your friend's vagina and to the point of your friends show each other's vaginas. It would be weird for you to comment on Shannon Bedore's vagina because it would be weird for her to, like, whip out her vagina for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't mind. Here's my thing is that, like, everyone's judgmental. And so I hate when people are like, oh, my God, they're so judgmental. They're not real. I'm like, no, that's bullshit because everyone's judgmental. And it's actually, I feel like you're more real when you are judgmental.
Yeah, thank you, Ben.
Yeah, we're the realest of the real.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial. So over at California Fitness, which you might notice has the same slash through it that Cut Fitness does, which is a little bit, who came first? The cut or the cow?
Who knows? So Shannon walks into this place. California Home Fitness is a place where they sell fitness equipment. And Shannon walks in. She's like, I just started exercising like 5 minutes ago, and I'm already pooped. I hate this. What am I doing here? Where are the salads?
And the guy's like, well, what do you want? She's like, none of it. I don't like anything. Is there something that can just do everything? I don't want to go to gyms.
Is there like a Bowflex? Is there something like a David Flex? So apparently David took Shannon's bike when they separated, which is so like obnoxious. I mean, she hated the bike anyway, but I would have been happier if she just like gave it to someone else. Then like, I think David taking back the bike is like, I don't know. I hate that.
Yeah, such a dick move, of course. And she's like, well, I don't care because it hurt your vagina.
Hopefully no one will ever make fun of me for saying that. No one in my immediate circle. No one who's perhaps from the East Coast. My extra sensitive lippy vagina.
So Tamara rolls in on her scooter thing, and she's like, look, I'm here to support her, but she's buying equipment that she's never even going to use. She could come to Cut Fitness for free. I'm like, already one of you has a broken ankle, okay? She doesn't need to be going in there on your uneven ass floors. Fix it.
Yeah, exactly. With your shelves that have no merch on them. No. So Tamara's like, I can't believe you're awake, bitch. Like, what the hell? You were in a last night with Kadad? Like, what the hell, bitch?
Yeah, so she's like, Tamara's I saw a clip of you snapping, and I don't know if that's really wise to be out with Kelly snapping pictures of you guys wasted. Like, I want you to be more focused.
Yeah, I love Tamara getting jealous. That's good. That's a good place for Tamara to be in for this show, because now she will cause so much hell.
Yes, and she's even self-aware to know. She's self-aware right now, which is odd for Tamara. But she's like, I think I'm just jealous. Because, like, here I am, like, waiting up. It's, like, 12:30, and I'll answer the phone for Shannon. But then
Etta has this thing. She doesn't even call Etta to see how he is. Even Vicky called Etta.
Vicky called Etta. I mean, you didn't call Etta because they have this. First, because like Tamara is doing this whole, you know, she's like, well, I was there for your divorce and you went off to Kelly Dodd and like you didn't even include me. And I'm on like, I have wheels on my knee. Like, that's not cool. And she's like, okay, sorry. And then Shannon just starts crying and she's like, I have so many amazing things happening in my life right now. I have to pinch myself because I've got so many. I'm like, you are bawling. You are sobbing right now.
I have to pinch myself. Ow, self.
Ow.
Ow, me.
Oh. 30 to 40 negative pinches on my elbow. Still fat. No.
I always feel for Shannon, but I have to admit she has a habit of just focusing on herself. And then, you know, we get a clip of her telling Shannon that she didn't call when even Vicky called. And Shannon's like, well, sorry. David.
Like, David. And she does
it might have been an emotional day for me. I'm sorry. Did I want to call? Yes. Did I? No. Was it emotional? Yes. Can I help it? No.
Do I love Chopin? Yes. The music? Yes. The vodka? Also yes. Tito's?
Do I like Chopin more than Chopin? Yes.
Do I like putting cream cheese in the middle of a salmon dish and calling it healthy?
Yep.
Do you hate Eddie? Yes. I mean, no. No.
So Tamara is convinced that the reason she's not checking on Eddie is because Eddie and David are friends.
Which I don't believe that for a second, by the way. That's just Tamara trying to whip up some trouble.
Yeah, because she would still call Tamara. I think she was just probably not really thinking of Tamara.
Yeah, it's Tamara's husband having a heart procedure. Of course she'll call up.
Yeah.
So Tamara's Tamara's basically like, well, Shannon, you shouldn't be getting drunk with Kelly. Like, you shouldn't be doing that. And Shannon's like, last time I checked, I wasn't the one in a boot on wheels because I got drunk and naked in Mexico. Ha! Ah! Ah!
So Emily's at home with her gross husband, Shane. And she's like, the place looks nice, right, Shane? Like, totally got it partied out. Because in the daytime, I'm a lawyer. And at nighttime, I'm a party planner. In the daytime, Shane does nothing. And in the nighttime, he does nothing, too. It's amazing. We're like superheroes.
Can I tell you something? I would not feel comfortable knowing that my lawyer was also a party planner. And I would not feel comfortable with my party if I found out my party planner was also a lawyer. Just saying.
I would not feel comfortable knowing my party planner or my lawyer had a chocolate fountain. Okay?
I'd be like, Your Honor, I object. And also, we have this lovely caregiver gift package for you. Thank you for coming to this court. We decided to put some decorations and put a centerpiece right there on the stand.
Yeah. And Emily's sister, Shireen's helping out, her sister-in-law. She's like, oh, my God, bring a poker party. It's like, oh, geez. There's always that squeaky voice on Orange County. Always. They will always find a way to get that voice back in here.
And Emily is stealing storylines. So if Shane is stealing from Craig, Emily is stealing from Classic Marge because she's like, you know what, you gotta call Jody number one, Jody number two. They're both going to help you out. Jody number one, she'll heat up your macaroni. That's all you need.
I'm sorry I ruined that with blowing my nose. I thought I was hitting my mute button, and I hit the stop button on the record. So I blew my nose instead.
And stop the recording.
Yes, but now the recording went again, so we got the Classic March. I'm so sorry, everybody.
It's okay. I'm recording a backup, so I can give you a pristine copy, which has full unabridged joke involving Classic March that I'm sure everyone's been dying to hear.
I was like, oh, look, I'm going to blow my nose and press this mute button, and it was a recording button. Oh, shut God.
Did you do that because you hate Eddie, bitch? Huh? Did you stop the recording because you hate Eddie?
What kind of wife doesn't even make sure her oven's working? That shows how much I cook.
Ooh. It also shows how bad of a party planner you are.
I know.
Planner.
The caterers
there's a planner
thankful.
Part of it.
Yeah. So she, let's see. So she can just borrow her sister's oven across the street. Unfortunately, her sister is not Shoshana from Classic Marge season because I loved her.
Shoshana down the street. Shoshana, Jody number one, can you get this from Shoshana's house? It's a casserole.
Yeah, Shoshana's like, of course you can borrow my oven. And there's just like a little parade of Shoshanas walking down the street with covered dishes, you know.
Shoshana and Shireen, they're basically two halves of the same coin. You can find it at the antique shop. So Kelly goes over to Shannon's place to pick her up, and Shannon's like, ha!
Check it out! My new novelty outfit! It's a poker outfit! Ha! Ha!
Where'd you get it? That's hot!
I got it from a little place called the Internet! Ha!
The information superhighway! I used to drive the highway often, but until I realized it goes right by the beach, and I often would think of David and the girl on the beach and be like, ha! Not gonna take this road anymore! Nope! Could take the information back road instead! Ha!
Dark web. Oh no.
What's this dark web?
That's where I got the hole in my Spanx.
Vicky Gumbelson put me in the dark web.
See information dark alley.
This is from the dark web.
I got this suit, but also my social security number was stolen.
I was hacked. It's nice to have someone pay attention to me. I've started dating someone named 3QZV, and his face is a Venetian mask. Very nice man.
Oh, okay, so we get a close-up of this chocolate fountain, and I just wrote, that's just sad. Like, a party planner is still putting out a chocolate fountain. Is that, I thought Katie from Vanderpump Rules, I thought that was sad, but this makes me even sadder.
Well, can I take your sadness and make it, can I add to the sadness? Because I saw that chocolate fondue thing, or that chocolate fountain, and I thought, it made me think to last week when I was on the cruise ship and I saw a waiter pushing a chocolate fountain yonder, and I was like, where is that chocolate fountain going and how can I get to it? And I never found it.
Oh, that is sad, because you know if I saw one, I'd put my mouth right on it.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, throwing pennies into it. I'm, like, stomping, making splashes, and, you know.
Yeah, I judge it, you know, for being an old-ass party trick, but I would still drink from it, okay?
Yeah, I love the idea of a chocolate fountain. Let's go get a chocolate fountain.
Oh, my God, yeah. I've totally changed my mind. Hippocrat. Yeah. Okay, so Kelly comes in, and she's like, it's pretty here!
Whoa. This is nice. I like it. Hi. My Kelly is slowly turning into Shannon meets Leah Black, but that's fine.
Mine is Kristen meets Tinsley.
Well, mine has always been me copying Amy Phillips, by the way. She does the best one, and then I just copy hers. So mine's not even original.
Mine is me copying both two things of myself, which are both bad impressions. So there you go. It's like a big mess. It's a big copy mess. Okay. So Kelly and Shannon come in, and Shannon's like, well,
I think it's very pretty, but I can't see with these sunglasses. Poker is about going big or going home, and I'm
going big.
Poker face. Poker face. I'm bluffing with my muffin. Oh, that sounds delicious. A muffin. Do we have any muffins here?
And can someone get me a stick so I can shove it in that fountain?
can't read my poker face, David. David, I read it. Oh, God, you read my poker face. Turns out I don't have one.
Poker face.
Rah, rah. Oh, wrong song. Of course, now I see why David left me. Why would you stay with me? Can't even do the right Gaga song.
So Emily intros Shireen.
She's just spiraling. We just have her spiraling everywhere.
I know. She's having a breakdown in every scene that we put her in. Meanwhile, I'm over here just snorting, snot blowing. This is great.
I'm coughing.
It's a great episode, guys. Thanks
I'm
for joining
today.
Us.
Yeah.
So they introduce everybody. Em introduced people to Perry, her little tiny. She goes, I think that's my mother-in-law. And I was like, you can tell because it's like a little tiny shadow outside the door, you know?
You can tell because it's basically like a wig with 2 feet, you know? It's like, so basically, Perry comes in and Emily's like, Perry is 73 and can rock leather pants and stilettos like nobody's business. I'm like, I'm all for, you know, pushing back on like what you should be wearing when you're older. But that doesn't mean that she necessarily pulls it off. if you ask me.
I think she looked better than anybody else there at this, I'll tell you, this party.
You know who she looks better than, though? Remember that awful mom from Marriage Medicine Houston who was like, look at me, I'm so funny.
Oh, yes.
The worst.
Yes. Yeah, I'm liking Perry so far.
I like Perry. I'm just saying, like, the look was a bit much for me.
Yeah. She's like, leather. I like her little voice because she talks like this, right?
She's so sweet. She's like dirty, but then really maternal.
I can't wait till Kelly yells at her because they're becoming friends. So you know Perry's going to do something that makes Kelly mad. She's going to be like, fuck you, Perry, y'all.
You think you're so nice, Perry. You think you're so nice. But you're not. You're not. You've been the biggest letdown to me ever, Perry. I thought your name was Perry, but it's Perry. What?
So then Gina is only one who doesn't ring the doorbell. Instead, she knocks. She's like, knock, knock, I don't ring because I'm from Long Island.
That's what we do. We actually don't have doorbells there. We just knock and knock and knock and knock until someone shows up. It's great. It's real.
So there's a caterer, and they get served dinner. And
Tamara, by the way. Tamara, I have to say, Tamara comes rolling in like black pleather pants. You know what? I take it all back about Perry because... Because Tamara really takes the cake with her look, her like motor scooter outfit.
Yeah. Also, do you think that Tamara is like hurting herself, like one of those mothers who wants to be sicker than their child? Because don't you think it's weird that Eddie has this thing and then Tamara now has to be taken care of too? I don't really think that. It just popped in my head right now because I was reading a Munchausen's article earlier on Reddit.
She's like, lame Chausen's, Betchausen's.
Betchausen's
by proxy.
I'm a betch by proxy batch.
I've Betchausen by Edsky. Doesn't make sense.
But in skip by proxy. So they come in, and Tamara is, you know, her sly betch ass. She's like, oh my god, this neighborhood. I've never been here.
Yeah.
They call this. Like... Where are we?
Your house is beautiful. I love it. What is it? It's called Ocean Ranch. I don't see a ranch. I don't see an ocean. Gross. Should be called Lies. Lies. House of Lies.
How about we call it You Don't Live in Orange County, Batch?
How about we call it This Used to Be My Playground, Batch?
And then Emily's like, well, I hope you guys like blackjack. And Shannon says, oh, God, I love blackjack. My ex would go to sleep and I'd go down and I'd play all night. God, this got sad, right? This got sad.
It got real sad real quick. Don't bet against the hat. The house always wins, and yet somehow I don't have the house anymore.
I'm spiraling like a marshmallow on a stick stuck under a chocolate fountain. Oh, delicious.
The only reason why I like blackjack so much is because the king is the only one who would look at me kindly during that time.
So Vicky arrives. She's like, woohoo, woohoo, they're coming. Okay, hi, it's me, Vicky. So she goes up to her friends, who are Tamara and Shannon at this point, and she does that thing where she kind of whisper talks because she wants to make sure everybody knows that she's really just friends with them, you know? She's like, oh, my God, where did you get this thing? Where did you get this suit? You are the costume queen, Shannon. Where did you get it?
Where did you get it? Information superhighway.
Why do you keep bringing that up? I can't go there anymore.
Dark web.
He already has my credit card information. I didn't even give it to him.
And Gina's like, oh my god, look at her. She looks gangsta.
I can't believe you have a chef and shit. You're like gangsta. Whoa.
So all the ladies start.
She's a mini Ramona now. She's a mini Ramona, and you've turned Emily into Goofy.
Yeah, well, Emily really is kind of goofy. Like, if you listen to her, she does kind of talk like that. Look, it's a work in progress, guys. I know it's episode 5, but it's gonna take time.
Vicky has some Donald Duck tendencies if you really think about it. Donald Duck's a bird. Dad.
Hey, the kids were watching Donald Duck today. I think it was my mom.
DuckTales. Woohoo! It's on my line.
Oh, good. Okay, so then Kelly breaks the tension, if there's any tension there. It seems like maybe. Oh, yeah, because Kelly, I don't know. Who knows? So Kelly goes, so I got asked out by a guy from the Houston Rockets today. And Perry's like, oh, so you have boyfriend now? She's like, oh, I have a shitload, babe.
And Vicky, of course, this drives her nuts because her only takeaway from her argument with Kelly is that she thinks Kelly's mad that Michael's dating someone, and yet Vicky thinks that she's being a hypocrite because she's dating people, which is not what that's not what Kelly's mad about, but that's what that Vicky thinks. So the more Kelly talks about the guy she dates, the more upset it makes Vicky. And the way she shows that she's upset is she starts doing these like short, abrupt head shakes as if she has like a fly on her nose, but she doesn't want to touch it. She's just like do a little, little shakes, like no, I don't move.
She's doing a mental Donald Duck, like a. Those little head twitches she does when she's massive.
So then we learn about the fate of the doctor from last week. So apparently he wouldn't buy Kelly sunglasses. Like she picked out some sunglasses and he picked out the exact same sunglasses, but then he wouldn't buy her the sunglasses. And she's like, I bought you a $700 dinner. No, I don't want you to be cheap. No. Yeah.
I don't subscribe to cheap. And then Tamara says, he's too old for you anyway, bitch. Check, he's not down there. I looked at it.
She's like, Scrotox, bitch.
Dicks look old always. So by the time we get old, you know, we catch up to our dicks. So I guess they look normal.
Yeah, exactly. So they're talking about this doctor's balls and like how they're smooth. Well, I don't know, they're like talking about Scrotox. And Perry is basically masturbating in her chair. She's like, Oh yes. Like, oh, Scrotox.
So Tamara, who just wants to keep the peace, is like, so there's zero chance of you and Michael getting back together, bitch? And she's like, it's funny you say that, because today I was in the shower and I was like, these guys are freaking fucked. And Perry says, then why would you divorce him then? Did he not take his bar? She's like, because I'm stupid, that's why. I'm stupid.
Well, is he with someone? Yeah. He's with because of Vicky. Vicky hooked him up with someone else. Vicky's like, oh, we get to go there again?
Yeah, we can start that. You want to start that? Drop it.
Do you know how many birds are out there that I could be talking to instead of talking to you?
And then Kelly does the best. This is my favorite thing in a fight. When you're like, oh, really? We're going to go there again? And she goes, are you threatening me?
Why are you getting defensive? Why? Who? You? Defensive? Woo! Vicky's like, wait, you're getting defensive. I'm not getting defensive. I'm defensive. You're defensive.
Detective Michael, not me. She's like, well, like, she's very upset because of da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then we start this whole thing again.
When you say this is ridiculous, this is where my blood starts to boil. And Vicky says, okay, then boil it. See what I care. I don't know, have some blood. I don't care. Eat it. I don't care. I'm out.
I'm just telling you now, if you boil your blood, then you're going to boil your kidneys. Don't come back to me, okay? Go to Michael. Call Michael.
I actually have an update. I said my blood was boiling. It was actually my hot chocolate. I apologize. If anyone needs me, I'll be by the Swiss mix.
Did you catch when Shanna said, my blood would boil. If I heard my friend set up David, I would be livid. And Vicky goes, well, David made you miserable. So there you go.
No, she said, I would never, because he didn't treat you well. He didn't, wasn't kind to you.
I was like, how does she not get punched in the face for saying that? Thank you for clarifying.
She says that, but the implication is that Michael was good to Kelly, which I'm not sure about that. So then, meanwhile, Gina's like, I'm starting to wonder if this is the way friendships and relationships play out here in Orange County. On Long Island, this shit would never fly.
Yeah. And then she tells Kelly, you know, sometimes friends fuck up and they say sorry. And that's what she said. She said sorry. And Vicky's like, okay, Kelly, have you ever hurt me? And she's like, no, I haven't. I'm always there for you.
It's constant with you. You're a constant letdown to me. It's constant.
You've never been there for me. So she's sobbing again. And Tamara's like, okay, how can we fix this?
Let's pretend your Eddie's hot. Let's fix this. Let's fix that.
You're going to have to stay at the doctor for 4-day batch. So Vicky's like, yeah, how do we fix it? I'm sorry, because I don't want to be like that to my friend, because I love my friend. I don't want to be like that to my fan. How do we fix it? And Kelly's like, you know what? I just think we need to not talk about it anymore. Which is hilarious because Kelly brings it up like every 5 minutes.
Exactly. So Shannon's like, well, since we're not going to be talking about that anymore, I have some great news. QVC likes my frozen food. We're going forward to Philadelphia, which is great because I'm hoping to find some cream cheese.
Oh, that's great because I'm a consumer. Like on the East Coast, we get QVC. And I bought this kit that's teaching my kid how to count bananas. It's really working out. It's really working out for us.
And Kelly's like, oh, I'm really proud of you. And Tim's like, I'm more proud of the more proud friends.
I've never seen Korea Shannon because, like, she's never worked since I've known her. Like, she loves to cook, make her recipes. She loves going to Philadelphia. It's going to be great. Soon as poker time.
Poker time. Yes.
Kelly's like, my motto is if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Oh, my God. That is, like, the realest thing you've ever said. That is, like, so Long Island right now. Oh, my God.
Okay, so Gina is wasted now. And then they just keep bringing her shots. And she starts squealing. Yeah, and she never stops squealing.
She's like, I'm having so much fun. Like, dinner was boring. Let's be honest. Dinner was boring. But this is great. This is a fun time. Poker, fun, dinner, boring.
Look, she starts doing this squeal thing. And the poker instructor's teaching them how to play poker. And he's like, look, if you have two fives... if I have two fives in the center of the table, right, everybody has two fives, okay? And she goes,
you share these.
Yeah, you share these. And Kelly goes, like STDs. Oh. And Gina squeals, and she's like, that is ridiculous to say. That is ridiculous to say.
I wish someone would share something with me.
You guys are, like, such pusses. Like, seriously, can we just say y'all are pusses? You're such pusses, huh? Because basically they all get shots, and she's the only one who does her whole shot, and everyone just sips their shots. Yeah. So she's just like, y'all pusses. Just a whole bunch of pusses over here. You know what I'm saying? Hey, is anyone have a lippy vagina? Let's just be honest, okay? Because we're going to have some real fun with that.
Pusses.
Shannon?
Gina's so drunk she can't even say pussy rights. So then Emily's like, well, let me tell you about poker face. Whoever has the most Botox has the best poker face. And Gina's like,
not fair, because you guys have so many procedures. Like, seriously, not fair, okay? It's not fair. Like, here I am with my original face. Like, this isn't right. This isn't fair.
And I was like, oh, my God. This lady is going to be the first lady that Shannon whips out a rolling pin and beats over the head with. Like, I'm so here for this.
Yeah, because Shannon just gives her this look. Shannon's just sitting there in her poker jacket, just giving me a look like,
I start charities.
This isn't my fucking plate, you bitch.
This isn't my fucking plate, you bitch.
Mm. Oh, you just said that. And I meant Emily's to say you're like, this is my fucking face, but instead I just repeated what you said.
Well, I'm just repeating what they said. It's a circle of life.
It's like, I can't help but just say, this isn't my fucking plate.
Yeah, when you get a chance, you got to do it. You got to take it, guys.
This isn't my fucking face, you bitch.
There we go.
And Emily says, okay, Miss 34-year-old.
And, just wait till you're 40 and you'll see.
And then Gina starts squealing again, and Vicky goes, why can't we talk a library voice? Okay, library voice. A, you've never been to a library, and B, you're the screamer here, lady.
Okay? Yeah, have you seen your show?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of this lady called Vicky Gumbleson? Vicky Gumbleson!
Don't you remember the original Bunko Night? Do you remember that? So Tamara decides that she's had enough, and so she summons Vicky and Shannon to the backyard. She's like, come on, let's go. Come on, roll me out there. Okay, great. So they go out there, and she's like, how do we fix the batch things between Vicky Batch and Kelly Batch? What do we do? Like,
well, and I guess we should talk it out. But I already told her. She won't take my sorry. There's more I could do. And Shannon's like, well, she has a history of apologizing and a Vicky way, which is to be Vicky as she Vickies her way all over a situation. And that's all I'll say about that. So Kelly comes out, and Vicky's like, okay, Kelly, I understand what you heard. And I'm so sorry. And you're my friend. And I read this in Deuteronomy. It says, forgive Vicky.
Oh, you're a bitch face. Okay. It's not Vicky's fault that your husband is dating Deuteronomy 5-5.
And Kelly's like, I just want you to have my back. I'm a simple girl. I just want you to have my back and some sunglasses.
And Gina is stuck in there with the sister because everybody Shireen. Else has left Gina.
It's more like Shireen is stuck with Gina because Gina's like, you know what's funny about polka? Polka, it's like you could put one in a fireplace, but it's also a game. You ever thought about that? Shireen's like, I want to be with the cool girls.
Yeah. So then back outside, Vicky's like, I know what you're going through because I've been through it twice. You know, I'll call you more. Is that what you want to hear? I'll call you more. I promise. I'll call you more.
And then Barry's like, I will call you if she doesn't call you. Give me your number. Give it to me right now.
Oh, and poor Kelly. This actually made me sad. She's like, you didn't invite me to your house for Thanksgiving. You invited Michael, but not me.
That's pretty shitty.
That is shitty. And so Vicky was like, well, Michael said you're going to the Balboa Bay Club. She's like, I did. And with a whole bunch of people. She's like, I went with Jolie. And I thought, that's sad. It's also like fucked up, though, if Michael told Vicky, like, oh no, Kelly has all sorts of plans, and then Vicky didn't invite her Thanksgiving. Because I think Vicky would have invited Kelly to Thanksgiving. I actually honestly do think that.
Well, we don't know when he said that, because he could have said that at dinner. Vicky could have been like, well, what's Kelly doing? And he's like, oh, she's at the Balboa Club with the kid or whatever.
But that's sort of sad. Kelly and Jolie had to spend it like together just at this club. Like,
yeah, the that's her daughter, club, basically. Like, you know, yeah. Yeah, Vicky is consistently an asshole. So that helps.
What am I saying?
Yeah.
So Perry's just like starts hugging Kelly. She's like, you're my daughter now. You're my daughter.
She's like, I'm putting you in an old folks home. Best storyline. Best Kelly storyline ever when she was trying to gaslight her mom into the old folks home.
She doesn't even know what she's talking about. Listen to her.
She has accidents 5 times a day. Doing Shannon now.
Then I didn't write a whole lot down for this because it's Tamara and Eddie and this heart thing. And, like, I feel for your heart thing. I do not really want to see it on TV. And also, I think it's kind of gross that Tamara is recording every fucking second of Eddie. Like, let the guy be. He obviously doesn't want to be doing this, you know?
Well, I think the thing that was funny about it is that this, you know, this poor guy, like, you know, it's, like, scary. And he's, like, nervous because it didn't work, like, the first or second time, whatever. And then he's, like, going in, and he just wants to be fixed. And you have your wife in the backseat being like, guess what, bitch? I saw a black cat. Yeah. And then I walked under a ladder. And then guess what? This morning, I broke mirrors. Anyway, you're going to have a great procedure. Great procedure. It's, like, way to go, you know? And, like, everything is, like, you're quiet. Are you okay? Are you nervous? Are you nervous? Are you nervous?
Are you nervous that you could die right now, bitch? You're about to die. You're about to die. How do you feel? And he's like, it would be nice if I could stop thinking about it. Shrug. But you keep bringing it up. She's like, well, you know what? I don't really have to pray much because I'm Tamara. I have everything. But now I'm testing my faith because I don't understand why all this is happening to me. I'm like, do you ever watch the news?
Yeah.
God is not just all about you and your fucking problems, Tamara. Okay?
Yeah. And also when he says, basically, I'm trying not to think about it, but you keep bringing it up, she then continues to talk about it. She's like, I think it's going to work this time. I think it's going to be a great procedure. Anyway, so that black cat, right? Bad luck. Sorry about that.
Ooh. And he just looks like he wants to jump out of the car, and I don't blame him.
Yeah. Yeah. So then we go over to Emily's house where she's with her kids who are wild as usual. And Shane is just sitting there just staring at her like, ugh. And he's seething. He just like he hates her. I mean, I think it's very obvious, right?
I think he hates everything and everybody. Yet he still like gels his hair and gets his teeth whitened to come on TV. There's something untrustworthy about this guy. I really don't like him, and especially after this scene.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, Shane, because you know he's waiting for the cameras to show up so they can have this confrontation. Because she goes, okay, Shane. So I guess Gina was loud on the way out last night, and he's like. Annoyingly loud.
Yeah, because basically everyone left the party, but Gina stayed behind because she is that sort of person. She's like, oh my god, I'm never gonna leave. I love it here. Let's play poker all night long. I love it. You want to talk about antiques? I'm gonna antiquing with Tatiana. It was awesome.
And she's like, but my daughter was awake and my husband, you know, had it, and so he yelled down, get out. And so it cuts back to them and she goes, well, Shane, she's from New York. And he goes, I don't care. So if I go to New York, I'm going to see a lot of loud, obnoxious women.
Yeah.
She tells us Shane is very opinionated all day. every day, every second.
I'm like, yeah, you can be opinionated, but you could also have manners. You know, if you have a guest who's there too long, you just go down. First of all, go downstairs. How about that? And just say, hey, Gina, it's so wonderful that you're here, but you know what? We got to put the kids to sleep, so thank you for coming. Want me to call you an Uber? That's what you do. You don't yell down like, hey, shut the fuck up, you bitch. Stop cursing around my kid. You know, like,
yeah.
Because he's like, oh, she was loud, using bad language, and was drunk. Like, excuse me, yes, madam. You know, like, there are ways to handle it. And Gina texted Emily the next day and was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I've got small kids. He's like, I don't understand what that has to do with anything. And she's like, no, Emily's like, she's saying that she understands why you were frustrated. And he's like, loud group of women, that's not my cup of tea. Particularly loud, cackling older women is not my cup of tea. I'm like, you know what's not my cup of tea? Your misogyny.
Yeah. So what I don't like is husbands with bleached teeth who don't have jobs and live off their wife. So how about fix that, sir?
Yeah. How about take the bar? How about take the bar before you kick people out of your bar? Ha! Zing! Ha! Ha!
So why do we have to put up with Eddie and Tamara for the last scene? Why is this the last scene? Come on, Orange County.
I know. So Eddie comes out of the doctor and the procedure didn't work. So they're driving back and she's like, all right, batch. I've got some bad batch news for you. So you have to go on a drug, but the thing is the drug might give you a heart attack. So you have to be in the hospital for 4 days while you're on the drug. And then after that, they're going to shock you again. So I think it's going to work because I got faith in God. He's like, oh.
Oh, and he's like so mad. And then she's in his hospital room filming things on her phone. I mean,
She wanted to see what an irregular heartbeat was. No, she just wanted to put it on Instagram to be like, at a sec. So then they're back home and they're in the kitchen. And she's like, you want a second opinion? What do you want to do? You want me to call this guy in San Francisco? He's a cardiologist. And Eddie, at this point, Eddie's frustrated. He's not even making sense because she's saying, should we call this cardiologist? And he's like, you could have the best divorce lawyer in the world. It's not going to help my criminal case. And she's like, what does that mean? He's like, bum, bum. You ever heard of Law and Order? Guess not.
He's like, in the criminal justice system, there's cardiologists and personal trainers. Chung, chung. But she tells us, his breaking. It's easier to deal with things when you have God. But he doesn't have God. So it's hard for him. Oh, my God, Tamara.
Oh, God. And then she's like, I get that you're frustrated, but don't take it out on me. And he's like, well, then don't ask dumb questions. I was like, oh, well, Simon has returned. And also, you know what I blame this all on? The Gretchen Rossi clock in the background. Because did you notice? She has Gretchen's giant clock, and Gina has it, too. That's Gretchen's evil eye looking over this house.
However,
Tamara staged everything, but she didn't get rid of that big clock.
And that brings us to the end of Real Housewives of Orange County, everybody.
Tis the end.
Yeah, we will be back tomorrow with Below Deck Mediterranean. In the meantime, go get tickets for live show West Palm Beach next week and Atlanta next week. Two shows. So come on and visit us, guys. We sure love you.
Sounds good.
Talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
A Mercedes-Benz customer? How would you spend 48 hours in the brand new Mercedes-Benz C-Class? Maybe you'd get away for the weekend. It's August after all. Right now, Mercedes-Benz customers can discover the new C-Class range with a 48-hour test drive. And with the saloon, coupe, cabriolet and estate models all available, it's up to you whether you take just your sunglasses or your entire wardrobe. But hurry, this offer's only available in August. To book your 48-hour test drive, contact your nearest Mercedes-Benz retailer today.
Extended test drives available until 31st of August. Mercedes-Benz customers, participating retailers only. Excludes AMG models. Subject to availability. Terms and conditions apply.
This summer, take yourself to a different place with Audible's Summer Listens. Like Ruby Wax's eye-opening yet funny How to Be Human, the manual. Published by Penguin.
After living and breathing for what seems like eternity with the monk and the neuroscientist, it feels like we're an old married threesome. We harangue, nag, but our relationship continues to flourish because we can make each other hysterical. I might say to the monk, that's way too Buddhist sounding. I don't even want to hear another bee out of your mouth tonight. And he'll flip me back a, that's 2,000 years of wisdom, sweetheart. Swallow it. At one point, we were even thinking of writing another book, combining our separate wisdoms called Act Like a Buddha, Think Like a Jew. When the neuroscientist starts cocking his high IQ feathers at us, the monk and I will tell him to start speaking human tongue or we'll cut him out of the book. I've been squeezing these guys dry for more than a year, leaving them empty and exhausted. But I got a book out of them, and that's all that counts.
Audible Summer Listens. Choose from the world's largest selection of audiobooks and listen to your first one for free. £7.99 a month after 30-day free trial. Renews automatically. See audible.co.uk for details.